air conditions, paying rent for his room. Like, you have to understand, like, if you want to sacrifice to Krishna, you have to pay for it. But there's no free sacrifice. You have to pay for it. So he paid for it. Not just with his 4 rupees a month. He paid with his whole blood, his family life, his business life, his even spiritual life he gave up. It says in the scriptures, Guru Nasasyat, Sajjani Nasasyat, Pitam Nasasyat, Sajjivam Nasasyat. To certain great personalities, they gave up so much for Krishna. Guru Nasasyat, like Bali Maharaj gave up Shukracharya, Pitam Nasasyat. Somebody left his relatives. So it's only showing the Mahajans, the great personalities, how do they achieve this position? Through inconceivable self-sacrifice, which we all worship, because that is the core of our spiritual life. And Shula, today I met one devotee of our Mad, Shiramar's disciple. I haven't seen him for many years. In fact, I haven't seen him. I knew his name, but I saw him first time. And he was very affectionate to me. He gave me a book, Prapana Jivanamrita, a small book. And that book is so important because the core of this message is Atma Samarpan, the surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is Srila Prabhupada, a direct example to all of us. So then we have to come here and touch his feet and bow down to his beautiful golden figure, and we can understand his shine as Mahaprabhu. So according to Madhvacharya, there are 6 type of revelation of God. Swamsha, Vipinamsha, Avesha, Purna, Paripurna Avatar. Like Ramachandra is Purna Avatar. He's not 100% Krishna, but he's very close to Krishna. So then he's Purna, full avatar. But Parashuram, he's Shakti Avesh. Why? Because he has one business, to kill everybody and go. But Srila Prabhupada is, according to Guru Maharaj, defined as Shakti Avesh avatar by Nityananda Prabhu. Shakti Avesh avatar, Anarpitam Charam Charit Karuni avataram. The avatar of mercy, Mahaprabhu, but his second expansion, because Mahaprabhu relished Radha Bhava Duty Sabalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Then Nityananda Prabhu, he does all the groundwork. Because Krishna is coming as Vishoya Abhiman, Krishna is enjoyer. And Balaram Guru Tattva always Seva Abhiman. That's why we consider Guru is the best servitor of Krishna. That's how we believe. So he can, who's best servitor of Krishna, serving with his mind, heart, and words, we believe that person is a revelation of Guru Tattva. Like, we're not thinking this about ourselves, but we know Guru Maharaj is Guru Dev, Prabhupada like that. So finally, Parashuram is Avesh avatar. Arjuna also Avesh avatar. And when Arjuna kill everybody, the power of his arrows by Krishna's will liberate everybody he killed. So he killed hundreds of thousands of people. But Krishna said, you can kill the whole world and not being killer. So the question was like, why Arjuna kill everybody? Does that make sense? He said, yes. Being Shakti Avesh avatar, that is not some whimsical statement. It's been confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna said, Arjuna, I already killed everybody, but you have to do the work. So that very position of Arjuna is showing that even if someone will kill somebody on behalf of Krishna, that person will get liberation. But it says in scriptures, who's coming in Kali Yuga, it's an age of complete ignorance. So Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are killing demons by chanting holy names and by exposing them to the highest spiritual substance, the highest spiritual substance been exposed to the lowest level of Kali Yuga living entity, because people in Kali Kabali were completely lost. They don't know what's going on. They don't want to know. But Mahaprabhu coming to this world and giving this incredible gift of Krishna consciousness. Just otherwise, why are we sitting here? Like one time I had to speak on Gaur Purnima, and I said, look, the British came to take you, to exploit you, to make you a slave. The Germans came to sell you equipment. But only Mahaprabhu devotees is coming here to serve. Like everybody else coming to take from your cheap labor, your land, your wealth. Who's giving you something? Because this is land of service. And anybody serve here in this wonderful land of service will get precious results. So we're very fortunate to visit. And those who can stay with the service mode here are even more fortunate. But the principle of the spiritual reality that you can connect from anywhere you are, because consciousness has no limits. So consciousness has, like, whether you're in Israel or Russia, Ukraine, England, if you consciously think of this place, Krishna says, Man Mana Bhavamat Bhakto means. He also said, I am everything. I am Holy Dham as well. If you think of Holy Dham, Guru, Vaishnavas, that means you are in your mind observing. So this is the purpose of our stop, to pay our dandavats, to pray to Srila Prabhupada, blessings, to open our eyes as much as we can. Yes, like this. Because without that, we cannot dance. I said to Rupa, Rupa, what is the most important part of dance? Rupa, hello. Hello, I'm telling to you, I'm talking. What I'm talking. What is the most important part of dance?
Eyes.
Crazy eyes. You should have, like, still on crazy eyes. Because no crazy eyes, no expression. It has to express the inner. Eyes is the mirror of the soul. Not external things, internal. Yes, you guys, yes.
Exactly. At least I'm lucky I have some friends who can do it. I cannot do it myself. Jai Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. So now slowly passing pizza stall, we're moving to temple. But we're not staying at pizza because we have dinner at 8:30. Only Avadut Maharaj will have pizza. I'm just joking. So we're going to big temple and we have short time tonight. У нас только есть 20 минут, должны вернуться к 8 ужину, чтобы нас не ждали. Потому что там преданные. В 8:15 мы должны вернуться. Работаем. Встали, пошли, все, работаем.